Good morning. It's a Monday morning. If you're a teacher, an educator, you're probably at home. And if you are in a private school, it'll probably close on Wednesday. I hope you're having a fantastic holiday. And I hope that the children have come home with good results and good reports. I was actually reading up on something where Lego is being used to teach children mathematics, which I thought was a very interesting thing and a very, very nice thing to do. But you can you can read up on it on Business Insider. It's actually quite interesting. And I know a child who actually does Lego and uses mathematics and is being taught mathematics via Lego. Good morning, Monday morning. If you're working still and you're cracking the whip out there, I hope it's going to be a lovely day for you in terms of weather. We are looking at a nice day so far. This morning, I did something that I probably never do because I come into work at about 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the morning when I'm on the road. And this morning, Waleed, I had to come in a little bit later, and about 5:30, the traffic was already backed up on the N1. And I thought to myself, I cannot do this every single day of my life. I'll never be able to sit in traffic for an hour to an hour and 10 minutes every day coming to work in the mornings. But I suppose if you have to do it, you have to do it. And I hope that you got to work safely this morning and that everything is fine. As I was driving into work, I heard somebody call in about the very bad and sad state that Wynberg Station is in. And I'd like you to take a listen to the voice note about Wynberg Station. And if you would like to join the conversation, it's on 021-446-0567 and also on the WhatsApp line 072-567-1567. This is what Ray had to say about Wynberg Station this morning.
I'm wondering, you know, can the police not do anything about the situation in Wynberg? You know, that whole Wynberg, all those foreigners are selling drugs on each and every corner of Wynberg. Wynberg used to be a very upmarket place. It's down, it's degraded, it's filthy around that station. People are smoking in the open, they're smoking their drugs, and it's such a stench around that Wynberg, the station, and those foreign nationals, each and every corner, they're selling drugs. I work in the area. It is just heartbreaking and a shame to see how these foreign nationals are taking over the city, our city. This is Ray.
And I'd like your comment on that on 021-446-0567. Is it only Wynberg Station? And I thought to myself, but why would it be in that particular way? I had a chat to Joe, who's our engineer, and Joe says, I lived there for 3 years and it is in a very bad state. In and around that particular station, the whole station and the drug selling and something that he calls, what was it, Joe? Holiday betting. Né? Holiday betting. So when the police actually catch these drug dealers or ask these drug dealers where they get the money from, they say, no, they got it on holiday betting. That's where they got the money from. And Janice also said that she drove past the station a while ago and it was in a very sad state. And I look at Belleville Station, for instance, exactly what is the problem in terms of Belleville Station and things like that. So if you have any comments around that, 021-446-0567, we'd love to hear from you this morning. And of course, on the WhatsApp line, which is on 072-567-1567, if you have experienced anything. My issue around it is probably the following. The Wynberg Station and Belleville Station and those areas actually belong to PRASA. So the law enforcement around the station belongs to the authority that the station belongs to, which is PRASA. And I don't know if there's any law enforcement and whether the SAPS actually goes onto PRASA property to enforce the law, because according to me, they've got the right to enforce the law wherever they find it being transgressed. But I think the SAPS doesn't go onto the property because it is PRASA property. And maybe that is where the drug dealers and everybody else, and I would beg to differ, probably it's not just foreign nationals dealing drugs, it is everybody dealing drugs, because, you know, a drug dealer finds a client and that's how they connect. And because of the fact that the SAPS does not go into the station property, they found a loophole in terms of that, and that's why you find a bit of drug dealing happening in and around the stations. Your comments on that, 021-446-0567, 072-567-1567. Now, one of the stories that really irked me when you look at social media is sort of fake news, and every single day, Waleed, you get somehow or other there's somebody famous dying or somebody famous being killed. And this one says, "Morning, Zane, is it true that Will Smith and son Jaden died in a car crash, or is this a fake story?" Waleed, you check up on that one. And then also, it's a hoax. Waleed said it's a hoax. And it is definitely one of those things that really get my goat. Somebody wrote up there, "Please, don't put up any famous people dying. We don't want to hear about, the thing actually being a hoax." And it's really, 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 really irking. Morning to you. 021-446-0567, 072-567-1567. If you want to chat about Wynberg Station or any other area that you found really in a derelict state, and you'd like to tell us exactly what you feel about it, give us a call.
Cape Talk. WhatsApp 072-567-1567.
And it's gone 18 minutes past 9 o'clock on a Monday morning. A very good morning to you. Welcome to the show. We are chatting about the Wynberg station specifically, because there was a voice note, and we are also chatting about any other station that you might find in that particular area, or maybe Belleville or other areas where the stations are in a very derelict state, and there's some drug dealing and illegal selling of things happening on the road, on the station itself. And somebody says, "Is it right to say foreigners sell drugs in Wynberg? Isn't that xenophobic, or the term applies to a certain people when they speak against foreigners?" Comes from Marbik and Petty. Marbik, I agree with you because I'm not going to ask somebody whether they are a foreign national if I'm buying drugs from them. I'm just going to buy the drugs from them. And there are a number of people on the Cape Flats who have also found the loophole and the gap in this all over Cape Town. As a matter of fact, all over the Western Cape, they have found this particular gap. So, it might just be completely incorrect to say that it's only foreign nationals that sell. But I think we do know, and we must admit to the fact that there are some foreign nationals involved in selling drugs in and around the Western Cape. And of course, morning, Zane, there is a particular concern from Theo in Strand. And Theo says, "On Friday, I drove along Baden Powell Drive towards Mitchell's Plain. I saw a group of cyclists being escorted by four traffic officers, each one in a vehicle. I could not understand why four cars was needed to escort around 10 boys on cycles." It is possible that when you have a particular event, and you must remember when we have rugby, when we have football, when we have, for instance, a road race or a cycling race in Cape Town, these traffic officers are then hired from the city of Cape Town. So they would say, "We would need four traffic officers," and the city would then get paid for the hiring of those four traffic officers if it is an event. And of course, in that way, the city makes money for the traffic department also. So that normally is my understanding. And I think that's why you would have had these four cars there, because they were actually required and they were paid for by the people organizing this particular event. Let's have a listen to a voice note, and this voice note about crime on the Cape Flats and the impact or lack thereof the army has had.
Good morning, Waleed. Gangsterism has now claimed again innocent lives in our township communities. I feel that we can agree that the deployment of the army hasn't done much to alleviate that. Our communities there are so imprisoned, more than that, what they've ever been before, by their own people. And I really feel that Cyril Ramaphosa is correct in saying that these people need to be given hard labor, because for a drug lord or a gang lord, long sentence is not a harsh sentence. They are still kingpins in correctional services. It's been proven that correctional services is in their pockets. So we need to, as society, stand together and get parliament to rule on new laws for gang lords and drug lords.
And that's our voice note on the state, you know, at crime on the Cape Flats and the impact or the lack thereof that the army has had on, you know, the crime situation. And yes, I still feel that we have 20 people, 26 people, 23 people, you know, in a situation whereby they get killed over the weekend. There was a 10-year-old child that was killed last night. And this was during a gang shootout, and it was actually during load shedding that this happened. And load shedding obviously also just escalates this particular problem. I want to turn to an international story. The FBI says it's treating Friday's deadly attack on a Florida naval base as a presumed terrorist attack. Now, the Saudi gunman who was training at a Pensacola site killed three sailors before he was shot dead. Special Agent Rachel Rojas said the FBI was trying to determine if he had acted alone or had connections to a group.
We are, as we do in most active shooter investigations, work with the presumption that this was an act of terrorism. This allows us to take advantage of investigative techniques that can help us more quickly identify and then eliminate any additional potential threats to the rest of our community. As we have stated multiple times, our investigation has not led us to any information that indicates any credible threat to our community.
And that's Rachel Rojas saying that there's no new credible threat following the shooting. And one of the questions that I ask is, you know, Saudi pilots at Pensacola out in the United States, and ask the question, why were the Saudis at the United States base? And the Pensacola base has long offered aviation training to foreign military forces. Saudi pilots started training there in 1995 already, alongside other personnel from Italy, Singapore, and from Germany. And there is a statement by Captain Kinsella Jr. Said that about 200 international students were enrolled in programs there. And according to its website, the base employs about 16,000 military personnel and 7,400 civilian personnel. And WhatsApp messages and voice notes all welcome on 0214460567 and on 0725671567. This one says, "Hi Zane, like other people, I'm so fed up with load shedding three times a day. I thought Stembrus and Kubuk were therefore alleviating our severity." And that comes from Steph out in the Claremont area. And Steph, somebody this morning said that, hey, why not start a groundswell of civil agitation for Eskom to be put into business rescue? Get the ratings agencies to start one. Your thoughts on load shedding? I was out at the stores yesterday. It is the busiest time of the year, and a lot of businesses have had a tough year this year, and probably looking forward to the fact that Christmas is a time where they're going to make some money, and they're going to really try to sort of overcome what has happened during the course of the year, and looking forward to a nice bumper Christmas. And there you stand in front of a gentleman and a cashier, and it's load shedding, and his card machine is down. You now have to go and get cash to come and pay for the purchases. And this happened to me yesterday morning at about 9 o'clock. Your thoughts on load shedding, 0214460567 and on 0725671567. If you're talking about the Proteas, we are going to be chatting to Firdaus Munda a little bit later about exactly what's happening in the camp of the Proteas and with Cricket South Africa.